This is Day to Day. I'm Alex Chadwick. In a few minutes, Slate's Timothy Noah on members of Congress who ignore their colleagues' misdeeds, perhaps even criminal misdeeds. First, though, in South Dakota today, closing arguments have started in the manslaughter trial of U.S. Congressman Bill Janklow. Mr. Janklow is charged with second-degree manslaughter in connection with an August traffic accident that killed a motorcyclist. Earlier, Day to Day's Madeline Brand spoke with Patrick Lally of the Sioux Falls Argus Leader.
Patrick, remind us what happened in August that led to the charges against Congressman Janklow.
The congressman was driving back from a function in Aberdeen, South Dakota, which is in the northern part of the state, and he was headed towards his home in Brandon. He drove through his boyhood home of Flandreau, and about 10 miles south of there, police say he was driving about 71 miles an hour and ran a stop sign where he collided with a gentleman by the name of Randy Scott, who was driving a motorcycle. And Mr. Scott was killed at the scene.
Now, Congressman Janklow has had a history, a well-known history of speeding.
Yes. He, in fact, in his State of the State address, I believe in 1998, he's a former four-term governor, and he talked about his speeding. Said that he shouldn't do it, but he does, but that if he had to go to jail, maybe he wouldn't. And he's had 12 speeding tickets in a span of about 8 years leading up to his second stint as governor in 1994.
So he's an admitted speeder, but he is arguing that he was in some sort of diabetic shock at the time of this accident?
Yes, it's an interesting defense. Congressman is a diabetic. He had his pancreas removed a few years ago, or two-thirds of his pancreas, I believe. And that caused him to have diabetes, and since then has been insulin-dependent diabetic. His lawyers contend that a series of circumstances led him to not eat through the course of the day, and anybody who knows anything about diabetes knows if you take insulin and don't eat, your blood sugar drops to a point where you become confused and irritated and sweat and eventually can go into diabetic shock. What they're saying is that he didn't realize that this was happening because he's on a heart medication called Atenolol, which their experts have said can mask some of the symptoms of diabetic hypoglycemia, specifically the heart rate issues and things of this nature that would make it difficult for the congressman to know that he was, in fact, suffering from low blood sugar. It's an intersection that he has driven through many, many times in his life, but they're saying because of this hypoglycemia and the combination of the drug medication, he didn't realize he was sort of confused, disorientated.
Now, Congressman Janklow, he's a controversial and colorful figure in South Dakota. Tell us a bit about him.
Well, he's been controversial and colorful ever since he came on the scene in the early 70s. He got out of law school in the late 60s and went to work as a legal aid lawyer on the Indian reservations. From there, went to the Attorney General's office for 2 years, became Attorney General in 74, I believe. 4 years later, ran for governor and won. He was a very young man at the time. We have term limits on governor, so he served two terms. Left the governor's seat, went into private practice, and then came back after 8 years and ran again and won and served 8 more years as governor. He's a guy who there's many legends about, walking through the halls of the Capitol with a gun at one point during some protests during the 70s activism of the American Indian Movement. He's done a lot of things that people don't like, but he also is a very popular guy before this accident and really had lost one election in a primary against Senator Jim Abner in 1986. Other than that, he has always won easily. But it's hard to tell what's going to happen now.
Jurors are supposed to begin deliberations shortly. What would a guilty verdict mean for Janklow?
Well, I think certainly it would be the end of his political career. His favorable ratings have dropped very low, according to some polling we did recently, even before the trial started. I don't think that he could hold on given the guilty plea. In fact, a guilty conviction on the felony would trigger an investigation by the House Ethics Committee, possible expulsion. I don't know if it would come to that. I think he would probably resign. But, then he's also faced with jail time. So I think that's, the end of his political career, if there's a guilty conviction, is probably going to become secondary to whether or not he has to go to jail.
He faces up to 10 years in prison?
10 years in prison and a $10,000 fine.
And if he's found not guilty, will it also end his political career?
It's hard to believe that somebody can come back from something like this. I think conventional political wisdom would tell you they can't. But, he's Bill Janklow, and he certainly hasn't indicated that he's ready to leave the public eye. It's possible, I would think not probable, but possible that he would try and hang on.
Well, thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Patrick Lawley is Assistant Managing Editor of the Sioux Falls Argus Leader.
And that interview by Day to Day is Madeline Brandt.